Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that you are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2 and 5 says you are as lively stones built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Things are about to
shift quickly. Certainly, I have a reassurance that I can say.
Not much longer now. Things are about to shift quickly. Not much longer now. Things are about to shift quickly. Not much longer now. Things are about to shift quickly. Not much longer now. Things are about to shift quickly.
Yes, 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 yes. Good morning, and praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You heard the songwriter said that not much longer now, things about to shift quickly, quickly, quickly in your life. Quickly, it's going to happen suddenly when God begins to move. God began to change and orchestrate things and put things in perspective order where things need to be adjusted, because he's a God that addressed righteousness, and he's a God that light shineth in darkness, and things must change. When God comes into the picture, arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the living God have risen upon you. Bless the Lord Jesus, all my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. I'm blessing the Lord today, no matter what the situation looked like, no matter what it seems like, no matter what it appears to be, for I am going to believe the report of the Lord. How about you, my friend? Bless the Lord. We bless you. In the name of Jesus Christ, you're now in tune to Lively Stones Ministry with your host, Minister Ezekiel Jones. And I tell you, God is doing a move of God. God is doing a great work, spiritual acceleration. You have to be ready when the Lord begins to move. Somebody saying that the Lord is taking too long. God have not answered my prayer, but I encourage you to just hang on in there. God will move in his perfectness of timing. Only thing you got to do, trust and believe at the Lord that he is God, and besides him there is no other. Trust and know and put your trust and lean not to your own capabilities or your own ability or your own agenda. Know that God is your strong tower. Glory to God. We thank God, amen, for this hour here. It's an early hour here. WCNO right here in the beautiful city of Palm City, Florida. Glory to God, where our program producer is no other than Hidden Places herself. Amen. The woman of God, Karen, Sister Karen Hubbard. We thank God for her being here in the midst. We thank God for you this morning, our radio listening audience this morning. We always endeavoring to pray for you, that we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus by your persistence, by your denying yourself and picking up your cross daily and following after the things that be of God. And we always continue to remember you in our prayers and pray without ceasing. Pray until we hear a word from the Lord. Pray. And we got to continue to pray, because we realize and understand that when we begin to pray, things begins to happen in our life. Prayers goes up and blessings comes down. You have to believe that God is a God of a now faith right now. God, the present God in the presence of the Lord Jesus. Come on here. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is here. Glory to God. Ezekiel was in a place, and when he was in a place of not knowing where he was, and he said that the Lord is here. Jehovah Shammah, Lord is here, or the Lord is present. Once you take on the name of Christ Jesus, you are not alone. You are not your own anymore, but you have been brought with a price. You have been set aside and sanctified thyself. For the Lord gonna do some great things in your life. I'm reminded when Joshua began to go, when Moses had already passed on, and the Lord began to speak to Joshua and tell Joshua, arise and take these people across this Jordan. But he told him to take them there in the morning. Rise early in the morning. Sanctify thyself. Or consecrate thyself, because God is getting ready to do something. Let me declare this over your life. Amen. You've been down for some time now, and you're wondering when you're going to get an answer. You're wondering when you're going to hear from the Lord. But you got to continue to hold on and let the Lord fight your battle. Hold your peace. Come on here. Hold your peace and let the Lord fight your battle. And hang on in there. Glory to God. The name Jesus. The name Jesus. If I can't call any other name, let me call Emmanuel. For he shall save his people from their sin. We are glad this morning. We're particularly knowing that the trying of our faith worketh patience. And the Bible souls declare in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 19, to be slow to speak, but to be swift to hear. And this is an hour now that we need to hear a word from the Lord. We need God's divine protection. We need his divine guidance. We need God's everlasting arms to show us the way, to help a one's unbelief. And don't you know, once you begin to believe and the everlasting and the precious and exceeding promises of God, God is a man that he shall not lie. And the Bible souls declare that the word of the Lord is already fulfilling itself. And we're living in some challenging times now. We're living in perilous times now, that men are lovers of themselves rather than of God. Living in a time of selfishness. Folk don't care about other folk and loving one another. But last time I looked into the word of the Lord, he said that deny thyself and pick up your cross daily and follow me. And by this, men will know that you are my followers, are my disciples, for the love that you have one towards another. And what greater love that a man would lay down his life for one, and then he can lay it down and he can pick it up again. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity one more time. Oh God, we thank you, O Lord, for the ruminating word. Oh God, we thank you for the unchanging word. Oh God, we realize and understand, oh God, that you can do for us in one moment than we can do for ourselves in an entire lifetime. Touch your people right now, oh God. Somebody listening this morning, oh God, looking for a way of an escape, oh God, whereby your grace and your mercy, oh God, I pray, oh God, that you would grant them that right now, oh God. The joy of the Lord, allow it to be their strength, oh God. Stop, oh Lord, help them, oh Lord, to come into their mind, have their mind, oh God, fixed on you, oh God, and their heart be regulated, Lord, and towards you, oh God, not having such a form of a godliness, oh Lord, but having the power of God and not denying the power thereof, and allow God and allow yourself, oh God, to come into their life, oh Lord, but they have to be receptive to the word of the Lord first. Somebody, and we'll say all this in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Beloved, we got to understand that spiritual understanding coming from God. And it's best to be spiritual inclined and to know what the Lord is doing and what the Lord want to do in your life. And you declare, we declare things over one's life that God is no respect of person. What he done for one, he'll do for many. Many are called, but few are chosen. But we have to have a mindset to repent of the things that be not of God, to separate the good from the bad, the evil from the bad. The Bible souls declare 1 Samuel 15:23, for sin is the rebellion as witchcraft. Mm-hmm. And the iniquity is as an idolatry, but that have separated you from your God. And as Saul was being rejected, and Samuel told Saul that God you have rejected the word of the Lord. So therefore, the Lord also have rejected thee from being king. You know, a lot of times you put something in your life and you want to grab something or you want to obtain something. You immensely want to get to where you need to be at. And you know the Lord. You know the Lord. But there's some things that, you know, folk at times, myself, I try to get to a point where to have that patience, to have that long suffering, and it's something that I desire to have. You know, the word of the Lord said that he will bless us. Amen. And no good thing that he will not withhold from of thee that walk upright. And once you continue to put your trust in the Lord, once you continue to do the things that God would have you to do, God will show up. God will prevail. God will do the things that he said that he's going to do. But we have to, because he know that we're living in a world, living in a complex world now, and God in need of, God know what you in need of. And one thing about the Lord Jesus Christ, he will bring it to pass. Only thing, in your prayers, amen, the prayers goes up and blessings comes down. And once you begin to, listen, the word of the Lord said, Isaiah 65:24, behold, that while they are yet speaking, I will hear, amen, for the word of the God. While you're yet speaking to the Lord and you are doing the things that God have called you to do and do the things, amen, and being obedient, it's better to hearken. It's better to hearken, not to hearken unto the fat of the ram than denying the power thereof of the Lord Jesus Christ, to make a sacrifice, to make it known unto the Lord. You know, understand what Lord is doing now in your life. And Jesus, you know, a lot of people have names. Jesus, you know, a lot of people have names. You know, one time before, my name is Ezekiel Jones. And one time I didn't like my name as growing up as a kid. My name was Ezekiel. The children used to make fun of my name. Ezekiel saw the wheel way up in the middle of the aisle. And so I preferred to be called Zeke rather than Ezekiel at the time. But as time began to go on in my life and I began to really meditate upon that name, which is Ezekiel, and I understand and I look into the word of the Lord, and I found that Ezekiel was a prophet of the Lord in the Old Testament. He was the prophet of the God of the Lord Jesus Christ, glory to God. And God gave him a name which called him the Son of Man. That's what God had preferred to him. And when God began to acknowledge him, God called him the Son of Man. He began to put him in the field of the dry bones. He said, Ezekiel, can these bones live again? So God gave him authority. Can these bones? And Ezekiel spoke the word. Can these bones live again? And you know, a lot of times we have dead bones in our life. A lot of times we have given up. A lot of times we are stuck in the quicksand. A lot of just spinning in the mud. A lot of times, but you don't know where your identity at times. You don't know who your name is at time. Glory to God. And there's a name that is above every name. Glory to God. And at that name, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. And I don't know no other name that in the Bible souls declare, Acts 4:12, neither there's salvation in any other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. And that's the name of Jesus Christ, the anointed one. So by having the name of that name and being an inheritance of the saints of God and everything that that is done due to me, I got to, amen, tap into a resource, amen, greater than myself, to knowing that I am a child of God, to know that I am in, that I am accounted for. See, the word of the Lord says in Isaiah 40, that 43rd chapter, for he have called thee by thy name. You know, some folk have names, some folk have nicknames, but God is calling you about your name. A man shall not eat by bread alone, but by what? By every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So Ezekiel should not eat by bread alone. Whatever your name is, I want you to put your name in there, that you shall not eat by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth.
Oh my God.
Of the Lord. You know, it's a good thing to understand and to come into the knowledge of and the foreknowledge of God. And I found that when you begin to praise God and when you begin to forget about your own self and the things that you are doing and take your problems, take your mind off of your problems. We understand that we're living in this world, but greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. But if I allow my circumstances and my situations to detour me or define who I am, and I'm naming the name of Christ, something is wrong. I need to examine myself. You know, why do a child of the Most High God, the internal God, the with immortal and the invisible God? God is a spirit, but those that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. And the Bible souls declare that into me, he that is in the world is into me with God. So if I'm in the world, I'm into me with God. But even though I'm in this world and I'm a child of God, this makes me susceptible to everything that's going on around me. But at the same time, I need to draw nigh unto God, and then he will draw nigh unto me. And the word of the Lord says in that James 4:8, clean your hands, ye sinners, and purify your heart, you double-minded. So I got to be of the same mind that was in Christ Jesus, to let this mind also be in me. But I know that there's a journey that you're going on, and there's a destination that you got to get there. And in order for you to get there, you're going to suffer some trials and some tribulations. You may suffer some setbacks. Some doors may be slammed in your face. But when one door is slammed in your face, God will open up another door of opportunity. The Bible says, declare, when a man ways, please the Lord, he maketh e much his enemies to be at peace with him. At times when I spoke to a gentleman, you know, one time before, and that same gentleman came back to me. I thought maybe he had an issue or something, that maybe he didn't care for me at some point. But that same one began to come and needed a favor of me. But he wanted me to do some work for him. But you know, as far as in the landscaping business, and I began to do a little work for him. Don't you know that at times when I used to see the man, he had like he had an issue, a personal vendetta as someone. But when you in the Lord and when you're pleasing God and you're doing what the Lord have called you to do in your life, and when you're humbling yourself under the mighty hands of God, and the Bible souls declare, humble yourself in the sight of God, for he will exhort thee in due season. So I don't have to worry. You don't have to fret about what's going on in your life. Only thing you need to do is rest in the Lord and fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way. Glory to the Lamb of the living God. God is good, I tell you. The word of the Lord is nigh thee, even in thy mouth, and even in thy heart. And he must, for a one to get to know him, he must the better. You got to do what is right. You got to holiness, what God requires. We folks don't want to go holy anymore. You got to be holy. The word of the Lord is a holy. He's a holy God. He's a God of restoration. He's a God that he's gonna come through for you in the nick of time. He's the joy of your life. That the word of the Lord, amen, be who he say he is in your life. He said in the book of Psalms, in the 40th chapter, verse 7, he said, this said, I come into the volume of the book. It is written, I come into the volume of the book. Glory to God. I'm putting up something. When you work in doing something personal for your life, micromanaging, or doing some housework, or doing some mechanic work, or doing some type of activity in your house, you're looking for a certain supply, but you can't find it. But if you put it back when you got it from, you'll always have it at your disposal when you really truly need it. And this is the word of God. I have to meditate. You have to get your mind fixed on the Lord Jesus Christ. See, the Bible says, declare, it is a good thing for men to praise the Lord. It is a good thing for you to rejoice in the Lord and to rejoice in him always. And when I begin to work and to do something, when you're doing something in your life and you need that thing and you can't find it, this is the word of the written word of God. Behold, I come in the volume of the book. I understand that some folk read magazines, they read articles, they on their phone and they're reading all type of ads and everything, and they're reading all type of stuff that your mind, it exploits your mind, it pollutes your mind. Glory to God. But when you begin to get into the word of the living God, and when you allow the word of the word, that name Jesus, begin to change outcomes, it begins to change situations in your life, it begins to change and turn things around for your good. The Bible says, declare, Romans 8:28, all things work together for good for those who love the Lord. See, we have to love him. You got to be willing to give up, amen, something in your life. As the rich young ruler, he say that he'll follow God. He say, I'll follow you, Jesus, everywhere you go. And Jesus told him, go and sell everything that you have and follow me. And the Bible says, declare, his heart was exceedingly sorrowful. He wasn't willing to do that. Glory to God. We got to understand and realize to indulge ourselves in the word of the Lord. The Bible says, declare, Romans 10:17, faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This is elementary, my friend. So if I begin to hear the word of the Lord ringing in my life, and I begin to hear that word in my life ringing, faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Beloved, that more indulging in myself, I can indulge in God. I can get more acquainted with him. I have a personal relationship with God, not having such as a form or a fashion or a show with God. Oh man, I always praise the Lord for all the goodness, what God have already done in your life. But you're beginning to be slow footed. We have not fainted. We would have fainted have not believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Let me declare this over your life, that you shall live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord. The enemy is trying to separate you from your God. The enemy is telling you some things, and it is bombarding your mind. Glory to God. But you're getting into a place where you got to understand and realize, to know where your hope realize, where your hope come from. Glory to God. And that is in Jesus. Glory to God. Jesus. The name Jesus in Hebrew is Yahshua, which means salvation. The Bible souls declare in St. Luke, that 19th chapter, when Jesus said to Zacchaeus, today I have come to your house, for salvation is at your house today. Salvation is your house. And when you begin to have salvation, salvation is a corporate of everything. It's the faith. It's the prototype of God. It's the repertoire of God. It is all balled into one. Faith comes out of that. Peace comes out of that. Joy comes out of that. Love comes. Gentleness and kindness comes out of that. So I have the total package in God. I don't just want to be, you know, someone that just praising God, and you're going to church and you're praising God. But when situations and circumstances begin to happen in my life, and God, see, listen, you have to be careful for nothing, the Bible souls declare. But you got to be everything by prayer and supplication, letting your requests be known unto God. Life in general in itself is promise. As internal life with the immortal God, to look at the things that are not seen. See, that's the problem, is we looking at the things which are seen too many times, looking at something that you can see, and this is where your faith comes in. Then we know there's a God that sits up in heaven. Now I'm coming to tell you, God is on the throne, and he sits up in heaven, and he sits high and he looks low, and he's looking down, and he's looking for somebody that's willing to go all the way to looking for his children to represent him, to come into the knowledge of the truth. There's one God. And there's one mediator between God and man. And the man, Christ Jesus, 1 Timothy 1:17. And we have to bless the Lord. Now, we want God to bless us. You want him to bless you. You want him to be that savior in your life. But to put God, when everything is done, when he done came and done what he say he gonna do, because he love you. See, grace and mercy have I given unto thee. And oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good to all generations. And the only reason now that we're living here now on this earth, because Jesus is the mediator between God and man, and he's praying. He's praying time for you to get it right. There's time to get it right. And the enemy wants you to continue to chuck and jive and conniving and wasting ample amount of time. Today is the day of the appointed time. The report, which report that you're going to believe, and it's the report of the Lord Jesus Christ. I have come to find that he is a resting place. He is a rewarder for those who diligently seeks after him, if you faint not. And we have to be steadfast. And once you begin to be steadfast, you begin to stand. But you can't stand on your own ability, you know, because the flesh desiring to do the things that it want to do. But the Spirit of God rise to the occasion. It'll overcome it, but you have to open up that heart and allow God to live, and he'll come in and sup with you and dine with you and be with you, because the tax collector had stole everything, but Jesus had to come and pay him a visitation. And when he paid him that visitation, he split everything. He gave everything back. This is the same thing we do with God. We done some things in our life, and then God comes, and then we be having a mind to do what is right. God is a God of reformation. God is a God of change. God is a God of you're not going to be the same anymore. You cannot be the same anymore. He's Jehovah Shammah. We thank you for listening to us this morning and making us a part of your day and waking up with us this morning. God bless you and may heaven smile upon you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank the Lord for you tuning in and be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next week right here on WCNO.